This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Subhanallah, this is Ramadan therapy dua number 26. And this is a dua that is dear to the heart. It is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he gathers some of the great issues that we all deal with in our life, things that we're all in need and of benefit from this great dua. It's a dua that adjusts our inconsistencies and rebalances our approach in dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the expression of our Islam that we show to each other in society. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan to grant us an inner awakening of taqwa that is within our privacy and private life, greater in merit and reward than what we seek to show each other and dramatize in our public portrayals. Allahumma ameen. This is a dua that is collected by Imam Muslim. And I'll mention the dua in the comments, inshallah, on my YouTube page in the description. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's recorded that he would say that from his dua sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we've memorized certain parts of it, we've studied certain parts of this dua earlier. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. Oh Allah, grant my soul a sense of righteousness. And this is powerful. Nafsi taqwaha. Make my piety inward. Make my piety of the soul, not outward of bodily function alone. Ati nafsi taqwaha. And this is in tune with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, also in Sahih Muslim, where he would point to his heart, as is reported by Umar, and he would say, At-taqwaha huna. Taqwa is inside here. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's a part of who you are and the ideals that you have. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. And O Allah, purify it. Purify my taqwa. Purify my righteousness. You are the best of purifiers. Now this is powerful. It's not just that I want taqwa, but O Allah, I want the best of my taqwa. When we talk about our place as men, for example, we have this concept of muru'a, chivalry. Muru'a is that you don't just choose what's right from what's wrong, but it's that you choose what is most right from what is right. It's a different way of looking at this. This is tazkiyatun nafs. And here you have evidence of the Prophet ﷺ asking, invoking Allah to purify his soul, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَنْ زَكَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We ask Allah to give us the taqwa of our soul. This is the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wazakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha. You are the best of purifiers. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. O Allah, you are the protecting friend of my soul and the guardian of it. You are my protector and you are my guardian, O Allah, the guardian of my soul. Which shows you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can become two very important aspects of your life. Can become one who protects your soul from sinfulness and the desires that you don't seek to fulfill in an evil, sinful manner, and also to guard you from seeking harm for others and from other people and other things. Protecting you from the harm and guarding you against fulfilling harm and oppression towards other people. Once again, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ would say, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, grant my soul its taqwa, its righteousness, its consciousness of you. Wazakkiha, purify my soul, O Allah. Anta khayru man zakkaha. You are the best to purify and to make my soul one in a sanctified state. Anta waliyuha, you are its protector. You are the one who will protect me from wronging myself, from wronging others, from that which will be encroached upon me, from the evil presence of the shaitan, from the whisperings of the devil, from the hasad and the envy of others. And you are wa mawlaha, you are its governor, you are its guardian. You are the one who can restrain me and restrain it from that which is a sinful impulse that I ask you to protect me from. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. Then the Prophet would continue and say, O Allah, I beseech you to protect me from knowledge that is of no benefit to me. Now that's really important. So after he asks for taqwa, he speaks about knowledge. Knowledge is the thing that leads you to taqwa. It's the thing that leads you to understanding, cognizance of God, understanding your place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ says, O Allah, make my taqwa towards you, O alone. Purify it, O Allah. Second, then he says, O Allah, bless me with knowledge that is beneficial, meaning knowledge that is actionable, that I put in your service, that I use in that which is pleasing to you, O Allah. And therefore, there's two levels of knowledge. There is knowledge that Allah discusses in the Quran, أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, that there are people who were given knowledge, but it led them further away from God. May I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this. اللهم اجعل علمنا نافعا. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا. Oh Allah, I ask you for knowledge that is beneficial. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. And in this dua, the Prophet says, Oh Allah, I ask you to bless me, to protect me with the blessing of protection from knowledge that doesn't benefit. So there's two ways that the Prophet would invoke Allah for knowledge. Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'a, O Allah, give us beneficial knowledge. And he would also say, O Allah, protect us from knowledge that is not beneficial, which is a powerful way of tawqeed, of establishing the importance of this very central process. We ask Allah to bless us with good knowledge that we use and to protect us from knowledge that leads us away from him that is sinful in its discourse and intention. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَىٰ, O Allah, protect us from a heart that cannot humble to you. Allahu Akbar. وَمِنْ نَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعْ, and from a soul that continues to crave and has no contentment, has no limit in its cravings, in its desire for more. وَمِنْ دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا, and from a dua that I make to you, O Allah, that is not heard and is not answered by you. Subhanallah. Look at this beautiful dua. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ, O Allah, protect me from knowledge that is not of benefit to me or others. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَعْ, O Allah, protect me from a heart that does not humble itself to Allah. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is it not time for the believers that they should come to an awareness of their heart, that it should humble itself to the orders of Allah and what has been revealed of its truth? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a heart of a sparrow, a heart that is soft, that is malleable, not a heart that is rock, solid. وَهِيَ أَشَدُّ قَصْوَى. In fact, there are hearts that are more hard than the hardened rocks. Allahumma ameen. May Allah protect us. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَعْ, from a heart that cannot humble itself to Allah. خُشُوع is two things, that is silent, quiet, and one that is still when it needs to be still. May Allah protect us and give us this, Ya Rab. وَمِنْ لَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعْ, and from a soul that cannot find contentment, cannot come to a point and say, I've had enough. النَّفْسُ تَجْزَعُ أَن تَكُونَ فَقِيرَةً وَالْفَقْرُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ غِنًا يُطْغِيهَا. At times a soul craves so much that it fears poverty. But at times poverty and having without and going without is the solution and the remedy and the medicine for many of us. May Allah give us the medicine that we are, that will give us a place to with him in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. وَمِنْ لَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعْ, O Allah, make our souls content. Protect us from a soul that cannot be content, O Allah. وَمِنْ دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا, O Allah, protect us from a dua that is not heard. And yes, my dear brothers, there are moments where we will make dua and we are unworthy of being heard by Allah. As Allah tells us, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us in the hadith of Imam Muslim, the man lost in the desert, he has no hope of survival, so he puts his hands up to the sky. فَمَدَّ يَدَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ, my Lord, my Lord. وَلَكِنْ مَطْعَمَهُ مِنْ حَرَامٍ, his food is from haram, his clothing is from haram. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ, his whole night life is sustained in haram. أَنَّ يُسْتَجَبْ لَهُ, how does he expect to be answered by Allah, who is the one who answers al-muttar, who is the one who answers, especially those who are in need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to ruddana khaibin, to return us away from him without being answered, without being heard. وَمِنْ دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا, O Allah, protect us from a dua that is not answered. I repeat to you the dua. اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها, O Allah, grant my soul its taqwa. وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, bless it, O Allah, bless me with tazkiyah, purification, meaning to make tasfiyah, to cleanse what is wrong and to put in its place tarbiyah, establish what is right. زَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا, you are its protector, you are its guardian. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع, O Allah, I ask you to protect me from knowledge of no benefit. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَعْ, and from a heart that cannot find contentment. وَمِنْ نَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعْ, and from a soul that cannot Find contentment in a heart that cannot find its humility. وَمِن دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا. And from a dua that is not answered. May Allah protect us from all of that. This was Ramadan Therapy, number 26, with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.